The Gemara Masechta Bavasra Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph teach us the Pasuk says in Iyov that Iyov says Al Datcha Ki Loi Ersha Ve'ein Miyotcha Matzel. Amar Rava says Rava Bikish Iyov Liftus Kol Olam Kolim Adin. Iyov wanted to give a claim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that because of this claim no one should be held responsible to give din v'cheshbin. Amal Afanov, he said to Hashem, Ribbono Shelayim, Baras Hashar, Parasusav Sadukais, you created an axe that has split hooves. Or Baras Hamor, Shah Parasusav Klutais, and you created a donkey who has closed hooves. Baras Gan Eden, you created the Gan Eden for the Tzadikim. Or Baras Gehenim, and you created the Gehenna for Rishoyim. Barasa Tzadikim, you created Tzadikim. Or Barasa Rishoyim, you created Rishoyim. Mi ma'akav al-yotcha. So what Iyov was essentially saying was that there's no Bechira. That everybody, just like an animal is born the way it is, so too are people born the way they are, and there's no Bechira. My hadrulei chavri di Iyov. What did Iyov's colleagues respond? Af ato torfa yira v'sigra sichlof nekel. Indeed, they said, Bor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzohara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did create the Yetzohara. However, Bor loy Torah tavlin, he created the Torah, which is the antidote to the Yetzohara. And as the Mefarshim explain, the connection, how this responds to Iyov's claim that just like an animal was created the way it is and cannot change, so too can a person not change, says the Gemara, that indeed an animal, the way it was created is the way it is. But there's, and a person, it's also difficult for a person to change who he is, the way he is. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a way that we could change. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yudalad, Chavivin Yisrael, Shenitalem Kli Chemda, Shabai Nivra Olam. Klai Yisrael is beloved because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the utensil, the equipment with which He created the world. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world through the Torah, so too can a person recreate himself through Torah. A person who learns Torah, even if he is not the way he's supposed to be, he has a flaw. And Torah has the ability to change it, to Torah has the ability to change us. So here the Gemara says, Barasa Yetzahara, Barasa Loi, Torah Tavlin. So all the Mefarshim try to understand what is meant when the Gemara says, Barasa Loi, Torah Tavlin, that the Torah is the Tavlin, the antidote to negate the Yetzirah. And I saw many Pshatim, all of the Pshatim are very beautiful to help us understand the power of Torah. The Gemara says in Masechta Chagiga, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Lama Nimshli Dervei Torah LeDarbin. You know, an animal, they put a piece of equipment that it should walk straight. To teach us, Ma Darbin Zeh Mechavenes HaParo L'Tlomeho, it makes that the animal should walk straight along the rows of the field. Av Divrei Torah Mechavenes L'Amdeya M'Derekim Misla Darbin Chayim. That is the ability of Divrei Torah. And as the Mesholos Yisharim explains, very common, we find that a disease is even created, but there is an antidote to that disease. HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed created the Yetzer Hara, which is a terrible disease. But the antidote to the disease of the Yetzer Hara is Torah. But the Maseil Shisharim says, not only is that the antidote to the Yetzer Hara, it's the only antidote to the Yetzer Hara. And even Los Lovai, when Mashiach comes, what will happen is that we will all be open to Torah, and that's how we will be able to destroy the Yetzer Hara. Says the Meiri, that if somebody even has done terrible averus, and he has terrible midas, the Torah has the ability to protect him, that he should not become totally consumed by them. The Mashal says that as long as somebody is connected to Torah, that will prevent him from getting caught up with averus. Because just like the spice, says the Chidah, makes the food edible, Torah makes the person do what's right. The Maral, in a very deep vort, says that the Yetzer Hara represents negativity, and Torah represents positive. And the positive always overcomes the negative. However, the Mashal says that when we speak here about the power of Torah to overcome the Yetzer Hara, he says it means learning Musar. It means connecting oneself to Yiras Shamayim. And one of the rayas that he brings, that the Chidah actually brings, is because we know that women also have a Yetzer Hara. And we know also that women are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. So how are women supposed to overcome the Yetzer Hara? The answer is that even if women are not mechuyev to learn, they're mechuyev to connect themselves to Yiras Shamayim. And now we're saying it's the Yiras Shamayim that overwhelms the Yetzer Hara. The Yaakov Shemoni says, "The Ma Mayim Malam Es Odom Midei Tumel Tahara." A person goes into the mikveh and becomes from Tomei Tahor after Vrei Torah. Shenemar Imrois Hashem Imrois Tahoris. The Torah has the ability, like a mikveh, to be metaher the person. The Nefesh HaChaim quotes the Maseil Shisharim that we quoted earlier, that the only antidote to Yetzer Hara is Torah. And he says, the Pasuk says, "V'luchay smasa lekim hema v'michtav michtav elokim hu." Says the Nefesh HaChaim. The Pasuk says, Haluchos. The Luchos refer to our hearts, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kosvein Aluach Libecha. Masa Lekimhu Hema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created our hearts. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is well aware of what's going on in our heart. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is well aware that there is a Yetzer Hara in our heart. But it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'amichtav, michtav Elohim Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a way to overcome that with Amichtav, with the Divrei Torah. The Pasuk says, V'imloy sishmuli, V'loy sasvus kol ha-mitzvus ha-elu. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh. You know why we come to a time, chas v'shalom, sometimes, of leisasus called mitzvahs ha'elu, that we don't do the mitzvahs Hashem, is because leisishmuli, we don't learn Torah. Were we to learn Torah, then we would be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. The Divrei Yisrael from the Majid Sereba takes this concept a step further. Because he says, yes, we're learning in our Gemara the power of the Torah against the Yetzer Hara. But he focuses on why is it specifically compared to a tavlin, to a spice. So he says, if somebody is cooking food in a pot and there's foam on the pot, and then you want to put on spice, the first thing you have to do is take away the foam. Because if you're going to put the spice into the pot while the foam is there, all the foam will do is absorb that spice and it won't really have the opportunity to give the food a good taste. In order for a person to have the ability for Torah, he says, to work, you have to take off the zahuma, you have to take off the gaiva, and then you could, and then the Torah could do what it has to do. However, ask the Michtav Eliyahu. So here we see the power of Torah to fight the Yetzer Hara. He says, but one of the first things the Yetzer Hara does is it doesn't let us learn Torah. So yes, Torah has the ability to overcome the Yetzer Hara, but the Yetzer Hara doesn't let us learn Torah. So that's what he says, very similar to the Vart of the Divrei Yisrael. That in order for the Torah to work, you have to do yours first. And what is the job that we have to do first? The job that we have to do first is have the desire to learn Torah. That's what the Gemara says. And Pogabach Novazeh Mashchei Lebeis HaMedrash. We have to make the first step of Mashchei Lebeis HaMedrash, of pulling ourselves into the Beis HaMedrash. And after we pull ourselves into the Beis HaMedrash, then the Torah that we learn will have the ability to overcome the Yetzer Hara. The Mari Yecheskel says, a question. He says, here we're comparing Torah to tavlin, Torah to a spice. But he says, if you think about it, Torah is not like a spice. The Torah and the Yetzer Hara, the comparison is not great. He says, when you put spice into the food, the spice remains there. The Yetzer Hara, what is our goal to do here with the Yetzer Hara? Is to make the Yetzer Hara go away. So he says a beautiful word. He says, the Medrash says, Toiv Ma'od Ze Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, we think of the Yetzer Hara in a simple way as a terrible thing. But the person who is a real Oyver Hashem, what he's able to do is take the Yetzer Hara and take even the Yetzer Hara to use it for the Avodas Hashem. And that's what the Rabbeinu Chai explains. Simu levavchem, the pasuk says, Simu levavchem l'chol advarim asher noichim meid b'chem. Simu levavchem, says the Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, both should be used. Both should be used for avodas Hashem. And that's what the Gemara is teaching her. Thus, just like the tavlin gives spice to the food, it makes the food taste good, so too the Yetzer Hara. It's not our job to eradicate the Yetzer Hara. It's our job to take the Yetzer Hara and use it as a keli for avodas Hashem. But to continue discussing this concept of Rasi Yetzirah, Barasi Tyler Tavlin, I saw that the Mefarshim ask, what is the wording Barasi Loi Tyler Tavlin? Barasi Tyra, the Gemara should have said Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Tyler Tavlin. What's that Barasi Loi Tavlin? But that's the same pshat that we just explained. Barasi loy. Barasi loy. The Yetzirah itself can be used for Avodas Hashem. But, and that's pshat that the Rebbe Reb Shmelka used to say. We say in the Al-Chaitz, on Yom Kippur, Al-Chait Shechatanu Lefanecha B'Yetzirah. So he asks, of course, Al-Chait Shechatanu Lefanecha B'Yetzirah. Of course, we do Averis with the Yetzirah. What's special? What are we saying specifically? The answer is like we're explaining now. Instead of using the Yetzirah as a vehicle for Avodas Hashem, we allow the Yetzirah to influence us to do wrong, and that's an Avera. We should have used the Yetzirah for Avodas Hashem, and we didn't. But the Chidosh says, taking this concept a step further, that not only the person who learns Torah has the schus that the Torah helps him overcome the Yetzirah, but even the one who supports those that learn Torah also have that ability. Smach Zvulun B'tzeisecho. Zvulun is happy because he supports the Lomdei Torah, and therefore the Torah supports him as well. But I saw that the Yad Tzvash says, as we quoted a moment ago, the Chazal say, in Pogu B'chom Nuvel Zem Eshchei L'Beis HaMidrash. So here we're saying that the Torah has the ability to overcome the Yetzirah. So why does the Gemara say that you have to take him to Beis HaMedrash? Says the Yaris Dvash, it's not just enough that you learn Torah, that the Torah should have the ability to overcome the Yetzirah. The Yaris Dvash says you have to learn Torah in the Beis HaMedrash. Because when you learn Torah with a group, and especially when you spend time in a Beis HaMedrash, which is a place where you're not likely to do Aveira, then that Torah has the ability to overcome the Yetzirah. So that's why he says, it's not just enough that the Torah is a tavern against the Yetzirah, but it goes a step further. Mashchel beis hamedrash. You know when the Torah is a tavern connected to the Yetzirah? When you find yourself in the beis hamedrash with the Lomdei Torah, then you will not have to worry about the Yetzirah.